playing a Toto song later on this afternoon, and no, it won't be one of the ones that Cat Feeney mentioned. Let's go to a bridge. It's a bridge that everyone knows. It gets hit multiple times a year, the Rockley Rail Underpass. Again today, another truck hit the bridge. Trains stopped, trucks and cars in the area have to do major diversions, all because some idiot didn't pay attention to the height of their vehicle. This has happened six times since September, just since September, on the one bridge. Every time, commuters from the Beenleigh Gold Coast line, frustration rises to anger. I spoke to Mark Bailey about it and said, well, what can you tell me about today's incident, Minister?
Oh, well, look, it's held up a lot of people on our public transport, and it's extraordinarily annoying when we see these things happen, Steve. It's the responsibility of the driver of a truck to ensure that they can get around safely. And while we've seen bridge strikes come down over the last year or so, we've had about a 29% reduction there. We had 103 strikes there back in 2017-18. We had 73. We're still getting too many. And it's despite the fact that we put in technology and we put in protection beams, a whole lot of different places, we're still seeing it happen too much. And we'll keep on this to try and minimise this.
Sources at Queensland Rail tell me this is the sixth strike since September this year. In other words, one a week so far, since September.
It seems to be open season on Muriel Avenue underpass there, unfortunately. It must be very, very annoying for everybody, and it's very close to my electorate, so I know this intersection well.
It's not your making, but there must be some solution. There must be some way it can be fixed. It's a well-known problem. It's a well-known spot. There must be some way of either lowering the underpass that the trucks go under or raising the overpass that the trains go over.
Yeah, look, this is a very tight fit through here, Stephen. It's also got hydrology issues there in terms of flooding. It's uncharitably known as the death trap locally by a lot of people because it does flood pretty easily. So, you know, it'd be a very, very expensive thing to be able to raise the rail line and the roadway, of course. We probably need to look at much stronger protection beams down there. That are further out, so that what they do is basically, if a truck is oversized and someone has not done their homework, it gets stopped before it actually hits the rail overpass. So we'll look at that more intently to see whether we need, beams that are further out that might prevent it, because it's certainly been a really bad 6 months.
Protection beams is what Rail Back on Track is suggesting, which is basically a very hefty steel bar set at the correct height so that before a truck gets to the rail bridge, if they hit a steel bar, well, they know, A, they're idiots, they've hit the steel bar and they won't get under the bridge, but at least it protects the bridge, doesn't create any safety problems, and all the trains and all the public transport can still operate. All that's required is one bar. Is there any thought of improving that or fixing that there?
Yeah, that's certainly an option, Steve. We put in more than a dozen of those in recent times, and we've also put in these monitoring alerts with CCTV cameras so that in about 22 different locations, and that means we can see the problem remotely and get crews out there quicker and clear it quicker.
But you want to stop the problem happening, don't you, Minister? You know, it seems like the truck drivers have got no idea how high their truck is.
You do want to prevent it, Steve, and I think the main problem here, generally speaking, is not your professional truck drivers who usually know their stuff well. It's often the people renting a truck temporarily who are not a usual truck driver who don't think it through that often cause these sorts of problems. So we are looking at strategies about working with some of the rental companies and make sure that this message gets rammed home, that that people are fully aware of places where they should avoid and take into account. It's generally those weekend renters rather than the permanent truckies who are the problem here.
According to the Independent Council and Brisbane City Council, Nicole Johnson, she's got a problem in her ward at the Sherwood-Corinda rail bridge, which is also low as well.
Well, look, I think, Steve, the rail network, there's various pinch points all over the system. So, you know, we put in these alert systems at about 22 locations. We spent about more than $4 million on installing protection beams and also this technology. We'll continue to roll that out. I want our people to look at Muriel Avenue particularly because it's really been under pressure. And look, the other thing about this is I want our public transport system to be as reliable and as good as it can be. And when this happens on a rail bridge, it holds up everybody on that line until we can clear that the bridge is okay. And that's not something I want to see. and I want to see it minimised, and we'll keep on this.
You put a protection beam in at the Annerley Road Dutton Park rail overbridge, and it solved the problem, apparently.
Well, it certainly helps them. We've put them in at Wynnum, we've put them in at Intrapilly, at Wookaracka, we've put them in at Graceville, Dakabin, and a whole lot of places. There's a lot of bridges affected, but we'll be looking at this to see how we can accelerate this, because I want to see this. We've seen a drop of nearly 30% in the last year. That's good, but we've got to keep it going.
Mark Bailey is the Transport Minister for Queensland. So when? I mean, this is not a new problem, Minister. It's been around for years and years, multiple transport ministers, and it still goes on, and everyone says, yeah, we're looking at it. So
well,
when?
It's certainly been improving, Steve, over the last year or so.
Yep.
We've seen a cut of nearly 30%.
Yep.
I want to see that continue. This will be a matter for next year's budget for consideration. We've put $4.3 million into this in recent times. I'll be looking at it closely, and I want to see that number continue to drop. Because it's inconvenient for everybody in our road network as well as they're on a public transport network, and people have got a legitimate expectation to see this reduced, and that's my goal.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Steve.
Queensland's Minister...